and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. The United States' premier space agency NASA has said the Chandrayaan 2's Vikram lander had a hard landing on the moon's surface. The agency, however, could not verify the exact location of the spacecraft. The images captured by LROC also do not pinpoint Vikram lander's location, but it is possible that it is hiding in shadow. The CBDT on Thursday extended the September 30th deadline by a month for filing of income tax returns for special cases requiring audit reports. The new deadline is October 31st. It said a formal notification for the same would be issued soon. Facebook will have exclusive digital content rights for International Cricket Council events in the Indian subcontinent till 2023, the world governing body of the sport said. The deal will include the next two Men's World 2020 events in 2020 and 2022, the 50-over World Cup in 2023 and the World Test Championship final in 2023. Nirav Modi, a key accused in the $2 billion PNB fraud case, on Thursday urged a special court to set aside the Enforcement Directorate's plea to declare him a fugitive economic offender. In July 2018, the central agency filed an application under the newly promulgated Fugitive Economic Offenders Act to declare Modi a fugitive economic offender. Modi's lawyers, in their application before special judge, claimed that the ED was relying upon evidence and statements recorded under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act to seek a remedy under the FEO Act. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani discussed bilateral relations and exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest during their bilateral meeting. Modi met Rouhani on the sidelines of the high-level 74th session of the General Assembly on Thursday. India's economic growth is likely to pick up in the October to March period as consumer demand is expected to improve, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said. Sitharaman told reporters that lenders have enough liquidity and retail credit growth is likely to pick up in the festival season starting October. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in on Monday for more business news. Goodbye.